As we just heard, in the case of Listerine, 20th century advertisers have had a profound effect on public conception of germs and purity and cleanliness. Not that long ago, many people took a bath only once a week. Now many Americans shower every day. Olga Kazan took a look at global statistics on showering to see how geography and culture play into hygiene habits. And she joins us now to explain what she found. Olga, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Great to be here.
Now, I think of the U.S. as a country fairly obsessed with cleanliness. How do we stack up compared to other countries when it comes to showering?
We're actually probably not the most frequent showers in the world. It looks like, at least from the poll that I looked at from Euromonitor, that some of the Latin American countries like Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico shower more frequently than us. And so do some Middle Eastern countries and places like Indonesia and Australia.
So do you attribute that to heat or culture or what?
You know, I'm not entirely sure because it doesn't really the heat explanation doesn't totally fit all of the countries, because you have Spain. According to this poll, people in Spain shower about as frequently as we do. People in Turkey shower slightly less frequently. And India is about on par with the U.S. And those are all places that are, you know, can be pretty balmy. So the heat explanation isn't really kind of the perfect answer, you know, and maybe it's not so much about cleanliness as it is about just like it's hot and you want to kind of take a dip.
In which countries do they shower the least?
So it actually looks like Japan, the UK, and China from the Euromonitor poll. And then it looks like also Russia and Sweden on this other poll that I looked at by a company called SCA.
Now, when you're looking at this, you found that in the early 20th century, Americans really ramped up in showering. Why was that at that time?
Well, so, I mean, you had a lot of companies kind of coming forward and trying to, you know, sell soap for different and new purposes. So, you know, where originally you might only sell soap for washing clothes, suddenly you want people to buy soap to wash themselves. And of course, once you have that, you want them to use it frequently. So these companies, but also doctors at the time and maybe some influencers like Dale Carnegie started sort of promoting this idea that as people were working in closer quarters and moving into offices, rather than, you know, working on the farm, that they should be clean and smell really nice all the time so that they can be, you know, pleasant for their coworkers.
We seem to be entering this age, you know, the no-poo, the anti-shampoo movement, where clean doesn't always equal healthy. Do you think we may see a drop in showering habits in the future?
I really think that we will, just based on how things are going. I mean, the movement of, I think it kind of started with women shampooing their hair less frequently, and that started a few years ago as women began to realize that, you know, if I go a few days without shampooing, at first my hair gets really gross, but then, you know, it actually improves. And I know, you know, some of my female friends said, you know, I bit the bullet and I went, you know, a week without shampooing my hair, but then after that week was over, you know, my hair was completely fine, and now it looks normal and healthy all the time, and I almost never have to shampoo it, which is actually, you know, by some definitions, like that's how frequently shampoo should be used anyway, is just, you know, once or twice a week. And so I think that, you know, some people are experimenting with doing the same thing with showering, maybe not quite on the same scale, but alternating days or skipping days, and it's finding that their skin is less dry or that they have less eczema. And so for some people, it really does work, and it's something that they want to try.
Olga Kazan, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Olga Kazan, she's staff writer at The Atlantic, where she covers health. And you can check out her article, complete with a lot of interesting graphs on global showering statistics. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.